Today, we're going to be talking about the truth around why your business, your online business, is not successful. Whether it's not getting any leads, you don't have consistent clients, it's not income producing, or maybe it's just feeling like it's draining you. It is so overwhelming. It's so stressful. To me, all of those things equal an unsuccessful business. I want my business to feel good, peaceful, simple, and most importantly, sustainable. So today, we're going to be talking about the reasons your business isn't successful yet, and make sure that I give you some solutions as to how to turn that around and begin to transform the trajectory, say that five times fast, of your online business so you can actually make money in less time so you can go out and do the things that God has called you to do.
Ready to grow your online business and make more money? Are you tired of the social media grind and being glued to your phone 24/7? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your family without worrying about your business? There's a way to simplify and streamline so you can create consistent income, grow your audience, and maintain balance in your life and business. Hey, I'm Stephanie Gass, Christian business and podcast coach, boundary boss, and seven-figure CEO. In this podcast, I'll teach you how to grow your business, start a successful podcast, create an audience, save time, make consistent income, build a course, stay focused on simple systems, eliminate frustration, and grow spiritually. I'm here to help you go big in your business so you can go big for the kingdom of God. It's time to grow with God at the center of it all. I pray this blesses you. Let's get it.
Hey, Steph, this is Becca Yon. I am so excited to share with y'all my big tactical wins after being a graduate of Steph's Podcast to Profit program, and I am now an alumni. So I launched my podcast For the Love of Hormones and joined P2P in August of 2023 last year. And since then, y'all, my podcast has hit over 10,000 downloads in over 55 countries. While in P2P, I built, launched, and sold my course, Fertility Framework, to over 10 clients, and I've seen a 61% increase in income in the last 6 months. Steph, thank you so much. You and your team and this course are absolutely incredible, and I cannot recommend it enough. Because of you, the Lord has been able to use me to reach so many people. Thank you so much.
So I just got off of a guest coaching session that I was doing for one of my friends, her big group mastermind program, and I was coaching these women on their big BHAG. Have you guys ever heard of that? It's BHAG, and it stands for Big Hairy Audacious Goal. And realizing so many of these incredible women, they had the dream, the vision, they had the drive to go out and create profitable online, and some of them were even brick and mortar businesses, but they weren't successful. And I was recognizing that I was seeing this recurring theme as I was coaching these different women on what the actual problem was. And so we're going to be going through those things today, because if you are in this same boat, I want you to stop the madness, stop yourself in your tracks, understand and recognize where maybe you've gone a little bit wrong or awry, and then retrace your steps back to ground zero so that you can actually follow in a step-by-step systematic way on a path that's going to get you where you really truly want to go, which is ultimately that BHAG, right? Whether it's, I need to make $5,000 a month so I can leave my job, or one of them said, I want to start a podcast. One of them said, I want to be able to scale my business and go from service-based to online and scalable. Like whatever that big audacious goal is you have in your business, we need to make sure you're actually on the right path to getting there. And so many of us get derailed right in the beginning of our journey, and it hurts our progress. So the very first thing, number one, the first mistake you might be making and it's causing your business to not be successful is that your niche is too big. So you cannot start being the operative word here, a business that's going to attract people in, bring in leads that turn into clients if you're talking about lots and lots of things. Because someone that comes for fitness is not going to stay when all of a sudden you're talking about building a business. Or somebody that comes to learn about how to repair their broken marriage is not going to stay when you derail and talk about raising a toddler. Like, what is your thing? I want you to do some homework today and write down on a sheet of paper or in your notes or on your computer, wherever you are, what is the thing I have done in my life successfully right now, if I look backwards, that I think I can teach other people or help other people with? The one thing I said, the one thing. And if you cannot get there, you're like, there's 14 things that I've done, Steph. Look for the common denominator. What's the thread, the root that goes through all of these things? There's something in there that God has walked you through on purpose divinely so you can help other people through it, right? So if you have this idea of like, oh, I want to help people start a business, and it could be, you know, coaching, it could be network marketing, it could be starting their own service-based business, it could be all of these things. Sure, it could be. But what have you actually done? What's your specific thing? And let's say, oh, well, I've built a six-figure photography business. Well, then that's the thing you should teach them to do. It's the things you've already done. That's going to help you eliminate and cross off so many extra things that you wanted to talk about, because it's not about what you want to do. It's not about where you're going. It's about where you've been. That's what we're teaching people in our brand and in our business, okay? So your niche might be too big. And I think that's a really, really big one. I'm going to give you some freedom here too, to know that you are going to expand your business, your online business over time, but you have to start with something really niched in and specific. One specific thing for one specific person based on one specific problem with one specific offer. That's what you want to do, okay? And bonus tip here, you always want to start with top of funnel. So we have an upside down triangle. I want you to imagine that. We have to start when you're like, I'm just starting my business. What do I start with, Steph? Start with top of funnel. How are we going to get leads? You must begin with long form. My favorite way to do it is podcasting. It is the cheapest. It is the fastest. I teach my students to podcast in less than 2 hours a week. It has the deepest conversion rate. That is the actual quickest of all the long form that we have. And we have all of them, blogging, podcasting, and YouTube. Podcasting 10x, it trumps all the other long form as far as actually bringing in money to the business. Focus there first. Then you focus on building nurture, which is the middle of the funnel, your Facebook group and your email list or whatever community you're going to build. And then the bottom is your one core offer. One core offer. One. Why? Because we have to simplify. If we give people 17 options, buy this, take this tiny offer, do this thing, or this, they do nothing. People need to be told with authority what to do. You are going to start a podcast so you can get leads in less time in your business. I believe it to the depths of my heart. I'm called to teach it, and I'm going to speak it over and over again. And people that end up following me and listening to my podcast decide that they're going to ultimately buy my podcasting course and come through my stuff because they believe that I believe this is the way. Right? So niching. That's one reason you're not successful. The second thing, number two, is that you are focusing on the bottom of the funnel or the middle of the funnel instead of the top. So remember that little funnel that I had, and I drew one for the coaching session, but it's so bad you can't even understand it. It's got podcast at the top or whatever your long form is. Nurture in the middle, which is the Facebook group or your community and your email list. And at the bottom, it's got a dollar sign. And that means one offer, okay? So often people aren't having success because you're focusing on the bottom two pieces of the funnel. That is a mistake because if you don't have any leads who trust you, ain't nobody buying. And you wasted all this time building something that you haven't proven. You don't know if it's something that your audience actually wants. You haven't tested it because you don't have leads coming through the funnel in an organic, consistent way. So what you want to do is don't waste time trying to build the course, trying to build the offer. Build top of funnel. Start getting leads. Start growing trust. Start producing content that's sticky. Not social media content that does not grow a business. Social media is not a lead generating tool. It's a nurturing tool that points back to your long form. There's so many nuggets in here, guys. You're going to have to watch this twice or listen to this twice, okay? But my point is, you've got to focus on top down. So we go, what is my long form? Build that thing first. Let it work for you. It's really clear. It's really niched in. Then you build the community and the email list. Then you build the offer that makes you money. Okay. If you go down up, you're going backwards and you're going to redo all your work. Because what you're going to discover is maybe that's not what they wanted. Maybe it's not what they're calling it. Maybe when you sat and coached three people, you realized that they were saying it in a different way, or that the thing you thought was their pain point was actually something that they didn't care about at all. Don't waste your time building the things until you have the people to build them for. Okay? All right. And the third and last reason that your business may not be successful is that you're trying to get leads from the wrong places. You're focusing on producing content in places that content doesn't convert. Does anybody have any guesses as to where that might be? Anybody? Anybody? The Instagrams, the TikToks. I don't even know what's cool anymore because I'm so out of the social media game. Facebook. Do they even have Snapchat anymore? I'm going to sound like such a grandma. I don't even know. There's all these ones I've heard of lately that I'm like, I have literally never even heard of that. And it's like, anyway, I am just here to create simplified businesses that are sticky and sustainable. I want my business to feel peaceful. I want leads to come to me. I don't want to chase. I don't have time for that. I don't want to do that. Like, I need people to come knock on the inbox and say, hello, I would like to work with you, or click the button and buy the thing and get the solution that they've been praying for. Like, let's make this thing simple. So how do we do that? How do we get leads without so much time, effort, energy, exhaustion, frustration, and overwhelm? Well, we don't do it on social media, that's for sure. Why not? Because when people are on social media, what's happening? Insert phone. It is a visual stimulation platform, okay? And so what's happening is every time we click our phone, hold our phone, open an app, scroll, chat, push a button, click, we are getting a dopamine hit. It is an addictive behavior that is being perpetuated through our phones, through a visual platform. So when we're on social media, we're actually looking for the next dopamine hit. So you're spending all this time building content that you think is going to generate a lead, when in reality, nobody's on social media with the intention of purchasing something most often, learning something in a posture of active listening. It's the opposite. We're on social media because we're exhausted, bored, tired, numbing out, or simply needing our next hit. This is the world that we live in. It's scary and terrifying. And this is why you should detox from your phone and have serious boundaries. This is why I don't have any social media apps installed on my phone, because I don't want to feed the beast. Actually, quite literally. I want to be free from my phone. I struggle with this. And this is me who has tons of boundaries around my phone, okay? So what's happening for your person is they're on their phone, they see your content come up, and it's like, cool, three tips to restoring my marriage, or three tips to start decluttering, but like, I don't really care because I just need a dopamine hit. Versus, I'm intentionally in a posture of learning and listening right now. I'm gonna do my laundry and find a podcast. I wanna start decluttering. How to declutter. Finds your podcast episode, listens to you teach for 15 minutes on how to get started with decluttering. 15 minutes. You got 0.1 second of their attention on your social app. It took you the same 15 minutes to make that piece of content and post it and link it and put the music with it and like put the link as it did to record a 15-minute episode that you just edited as you went, post it. It went over all across the world on every single podcasting platform that it is. Boom. And it is there forever. Forever. The social platforms, it is only there for 24 hours or less. It dies. It's going to the social media graveyard. But when you put out the same piece of content on a podcast episode, it lives forever, has no shelf life, and your person is able to go deep with your content. In that 15-minute amount of time, you've gained a new friend. That new friend has hopefully subscribed to your podcast, already clicked over to your stuff because they're interested in you, and heard you say that you market decluttering coaching calls, and they are praying over if that's the right next step for them. In 15 minutes, we have to shift the way that we get leads online. You have to start challenging the beliefs that you have around why you're doing what you're doing. If your business is not successful today, then why are you still doing the same things that haven't gotten you results? Why do you keep starting and stopping and throwing more spaghetti at the wall? We've got to stop, pause, inventory, and come up with one very intentional strategy to build that top of funnel. Okay. And so what is it for you? What's the thing going to be that's going to generate leads for you? For me, it's podcasting. It's what I teach. It's what I'm obsessed with. I do podcasting in less than, it takes me an hour and a half every week to create two episodes. I've been doing it for 6 years. So I am quick at it at this point, but it brings in hundreds of leads, about 400 new leads every single month. We make sales every single day straight from the podcast. So those are the three reasons that maybe you're struggling to have some growth in your business, to get consistent clients and leads. One, your niche is too big. Two, you're focusing on the bottom or the middle of the funnel instead of the top. And three, you are trying to get leads in all the wrong places. I hope this helped and brought you some clarity. Go ahead and write down the homework that I gave you in this video, which is, what is the number one thing I've done that I'm called to help people do? Your second piece of homework is, what is my top of funnel going to be? Is it going to be a podcast? What long form? Long form. Your only three choices are podcasting, YouTube, or blogging. Like I said, I do all three, and podcasting is the number one way. Fastest, most inexpensive, quickest, highest converting. It's absolutely incredible. And PS, you can totally repurpose your podcast on the other platforms. So that's like such a double whammy as to why you would choose podcasting. And if you need help on any of this, I have a solution for you. Head to stephaniegass.com/school. I have a niche course, a clarity course to help you know, what is my business? What is my one thing? I have a podcasting course to give you the 12 steps to starting a successful podcast so you can get leads online. And I even have a group coaching program called Podcast to Profit, where we will build your podcast out so that it is highly converting, found all across the world. I'll teach you the entire funnel, setting up your email list, your website, your one core offer. I'll teach you how to sell and repurpose on Pinterest, blog, and so much more. It's absolutely amazing. So all the details for everything can be found at stephaniegass.com/school. I'll see you guys again next week. Thanks for being here. God bless.
Did you have fun
or learn something?
Leave Mama a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it stretched you, challenged you, or grew you in some way. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else who's been praying for a business breakthrough? I'd also love it if you take 30 seconds for me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the only way that I know you're actually liking the show. Plus, it lights me up to hear from you. Lastly, come on over and watch my free workshop, where I'll teach you how to grow your online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. You can watch right now at podcastforgrowth.com. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:13. I'll see you in a few days. God bless.